In Austria, other than the sound of music, John found out that Mozart, whom I love, was born in Salzburg, Austria. John knows a little German, and we have translations of basic phrases in assorted languages to try to cover ourselves, like,
where is the toilet?
Because the toilet is separate from the shower, so you can't just ask for a washroom.
We do not speak the language. We speak English. I am a vegetarian. Do you have an English menu, or where is the correct train station?
I got through the airports in Salzburg, where we had to take a bus to the terminal, and we heard the usual...
Are any of the items in your luggage not your own? Or did anyone ask you to carry anything on board with you? Or have you ever left your luggage alone since you've been to the airport? Or are you in possession of firearms, contraband, or fireworks?
But I saw with John in Salzburg a lot of references to Salzburger at little diner signs, and I thought that was a reference to burgers from Salzburg, but John told me that in German that just meant that they were from Salzburg. I've seen mountains, but it's amazing to be nestled in Bad Gastein with beautifully painted buildings surrounded by the Alps. There were cool things to notice here.
We noticed that the doors here are thicker than American doors, and the part that's thicker sticks out, and it's wider than the frame to stop light from other rooms from coming in.
There's a jacuzzi here, but it's like 84 degrees, so I called it a tepid tub to John, and we won't go in there. Oh, and you pay to go into the sauna, and the pictures had naked people in the sauna. We're passing on that one, too.
Tipping is more like 10% for food, and people serving drinks don't expect a tip at all.
You don't take food home with you from restaurants. That is considered very rude. So when we ordered, we'd have to stuff our faces because we couldn't take the food with us, which hopefully means that we'll be going out less often.
Because of a lack of rainfall, there are pools of yellow pollen all along the sidewalks.
Clocks are on 24-hour time. PM doesn't exist, so remember military times when you read times like 1730 and 2214.
Gorgeous cars and names are all over on the road. I've seen Alfa Romeos, Opels, Lancias, Fiats, and other excellent names. I saw a strip of parked cars with an Audi, a BMW, a Mercedes, a Rover, and I said, wow, this must be where all the expensive cars park. And John said, these aren't expensive. The prices are just jacked up for the United States.
I wondered if English songs would be played in European countries, and last night we were in a bar and a song played that I thought I recognized, and I said, this song sounds familiar. I don't know if I've heard it. John replied, it's Bob Dylan. I was a bit stunned. Oh, I said, I thought this was someone in German. John laughed his ass off at this because it was a song I should have known all along the watchtower. When he started laughing, I said, well, it was a voice that sounded unrecognizable to me, which made him laugh more.
We went to a bar where everyone spoke German, and I was standing near the doorway, and the door opened, so I backed up, and a drunk old Austrian man came in and started talking to me in German, and I had no idea what he was saying. John couldn't understand a single word this old man said, so I tried to think of a single word to say.
And I don't know German. All that was going through my head were Spanish phrases.
So I tried to say something in English, and he'd respond with another word in German, and he'd say it repeatedly to me.
Like that helps when you don't know the language.
And panicked, I tried to say something in English, and then I repeated in English.
We both repeated things in other languages, like that helps.
But then the bartender commanded him in German to leave as he kicked the drunk Austrian man out of the bar.